boyfriend.
I'm just calling his boyfriend.
And they call a boyfriend, and the children, the girls chum, and I said, my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
We just always said chum.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking of this case where the fellow's courting the girl. She is his, well, what would you say she is?
She's a girlfriend. You wouldn't just call her a friend now, you know.
Uh-huh.
She'd be a girlfriend, wouldn't it?
Now, if he asks her to marry him and she says no, what do you say she's done?
She might be doing wrong. Might be doing right.
No, I mean, he asks her to marry him. She says, no, I
rejected him, didn't
she? She what?
Rejected him.
Uh-huh. Is that what you normally say?
I wouldn't know.
He'd be a...
What I'd say, I think.
She'd reject him.
She would. Uh-huh. I've heard turned him down and jilted him and things like that.
Well, there's several different names.
Uh-huh. At the wedding, who stands up with the bridegroom?
Well, let's see.
We didn't have anything like that this morning.
We have a...
Didn't anybody stand up with you?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
In them days, they... Come out to our home where I live, married us right
out
in our little home.
Hmm.
A few old friends, old people. I reckon there's a young person on the place
with
us. Hmm. Some old families.
There wasn't nobody here.
Yeah, I guess so.
You see, there was only about 15, or so, there wasn't 25 people around Glover that were white. They're all Indians.
Mm-hmm.
There's Indian settlements and Indian churches, and the white didn't even have a church at that time.
Hmm.
See, there were just a few settled in here. Good land on the river, you know, and they settled in on these old Indian places and cleared up some. And that's the way they started, you know. We didn't have nothing. There wasn't nothing here. You know, when Sunday'd come and I'd meet these girls out, I was as proud as a little feist dog, you know. It wasn't, how many girls was it, Mama? And that...
Not about six or seven, maybe seven.
Seven girls and a whole community.
Whole community,
all around, from Glover, 10 miles around.
Mm.
Seven girls. And there was, how many boys, you reckon? Six or seven? And I'll tell you now, a settlement like that, let me tell you something, if we could keep that machine from running.
I don't let a word get away.
Well, I don't care where you're going out.
Might be something I'm looking for here.
Wait a minute, we'll just call your wife and tell her to come down. We've got plenty of room. Call your wife. Call your wife.
Get those two little wild Indians of mine.
Oh, that's good. We don't care for them wild. We've got grandkids that live wild.
Over in Arkansas, did they have people stand up at the weddings?
Yes, sometimes. And we didn't have weddings over there like we did in old time, like we do now. Big flower weddings and ring vows and such as like
that. Oh, yeah.
They didn't have that. They didn't. It's old common folks, you know.
Did the groom used to have somebody stand up with him?
No, he never did. I never seen that till about last sale that 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I think it, when the first came, where you'd have the best man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people give the flowers and some of them the drinks. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that ain't been long. It's out in here, you know, for the last 5 years. 5 years ago, I guess I started into here. It ain't been long.
After the ceremony, did the people get washboards and cans and tubs and noisemakers?
That's what they do at night, you know. Actually, by the time you get in the bed, you know, while they'd come with their cowbells and everything and pick on the wall and push the doors open.
Yeah.
And yeah, they do that.
What?
If you didn't have something to give them, you know, they used to try to ride them on a rail, you know, or
take them to the creek and dump them.